The Global Council of the International Coalition for Human Rights in the Philippines says there is a systematic, state-sponsored and sustained human rights violations being committed by the Philippine government against its own people over the past 5 years.
You are free to kill.
And the coronavirus pandemic has not slowed that down. Instead, the group says attacks against activists, environmental advocates and rights workers have intensified. In its report, the rights group says it has investigated over 50 cases of human rights violations involving 100 victims since last year. And it finds overwhelming evidence against members of the military, police, and even President Rodrigo Duterte.
There's a war on poor people in the guise of anti-drug operations, a war on dissent in the guise of a war on communism, and a war on the Moro people in the guise of a war on terror.
Drug scene.
Since President Rodrigo Duterte launched his so-called war on drugs in 2016, at least 6,000 Filipinos have been killed. The number estimated by rights groups is at least 20,000. His campaign against communist insurgency has also resulted in the death of tens of activists and labor union leaders and even rebels. These have been described as extrajudicial killings. That is an allegation that the government has repeatedly denied. The group is asking the Philippine government to allow independent investigators both here and abroad to probe cases. It is also asking the International Criminal Court to pursue and continue investigations on President Duterte for possible crimes against humanity. The Philippine government has yet to comment on this latest report, but it has repeatedly denied such allegations in the past.
We're trying to stop drug trafficking.
The Department of Justice says it continues to investigate cases and has removed implicated officials and police officers from office. But many here say domestic remedies to address abuses have failed, and this is why they are asking for the international community to intervene. Jamel Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Manila.